Inshallah, we'll be talking about some of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we agreed that from September till June, we'll be talking about three things, basically related to the three questions we get in the grave. And this is what we call the fard knowledge that every Muslim should have. Whether you have a PhD from Harvard or Yale or U of T, or you can't read or write, every single Muslim should have this knowledge. And we mentioned that this knowledge is the knowledge of Allah, His attributes, His names, and how you worship Him. And Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, His Sunnah, His way of life, His manners. And number three, the knowledge of Islam, which is halal and haram. So everyone should know this, Allah, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Islam. Very simple, very basic. So today, inshallah, we'll be talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth. So what do we get from learning about Allah? Number one, if you know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you love Him more. Because I bet that a lot of people do not understand most of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 99 names, we understand some of the names like Al-Kareem, Khaliq, some of the, you know, the common names, we know the meaning. But some names are not understood, and people usually misunderstand the meaning of the names. I mentioned last time Al-Jabbar, Al-Qahhar, Al-Mutakabbir. These names are misunderstood by a lot of people. So if you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will love Him more. Because, quite frankly, if you don't know someone, you wouldn't love them, right? So you have to know them, know something about them, and this is the way to love them and get closer to them. So this is the purpose of talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His names and attributes. Number two, if you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said that you would love Him. And number two, if you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you really know Him and know His attributes and His qualities, you would be humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not be arrogant. So those who see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is that He is al-zahir al-batin. Al-zahir al-batin. Al-batin means the hidden one that you cannot see. We cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least in this dunya, but we know in akhirah, one of the ni'am, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be able to see Him in Jannah. Wujuhun yawma'idhin nadira ila rabbiha nadira. So this is mentioned in the Quran. One of the favors of Allah on us in Jannah would be able to see Him. But in dunya, we can't. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-batin, the hidden, we cannot see. But in the meantime, He is al-zahir, the manifest, the evident. So you can see Him through His creation. When you look at the moon and the stars, when you look at the flowers and the oceans and the great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can see the manifestation of His, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see the manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go to the park, go and see the, in Toronto they have this, go to the zoo, go to the marine land where they have all the fish and all the whales and dolphins and stuff. You will see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will know for sure that this beautiful creation has to have a creator. So if I'm walking around and I see an iPhone 7 or 8 on the floor, there is no way in the world that someone among you will say that this phone has no creator. Someone has to create it, right? Another small example. Which is more sophisticated? Your eye, human eye, or the most sophisticated Sony camera or Canon camera? Your eye, millions of times more sophisticated than the most sophisticated camera that a human being has ever created. So if you think about it, about this, your human eye is more, millions of times more sophisticated than any camera that human beings have ever created, like the Japanese or the Germans, for example. So this is an example that this eye has to have a creator, because this cannot come about on its own. Someone has to do it, right? So as I said, when you see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beauty and the wonders of His creation, you know that there is a creator, and you love him and you are in awe of him. I lived in Vancouver for about 45 days. And I lived in Toronto for about the exact same number of days. One quality I realized about the people of Vancouver and the people of Toronto, the people of Vancouver are always smiling, they're cheerful, they're humble. Why? I realized because when I used to, you know, go around and see places, the people of Vancouver are surrounded by mountains and lakes and trees. So they see the wonders of Allah. So they know that someone created this, even if they're not Muslim, but they see that they themselves didn't create the lakes, the mountains, and the trees. But when you walk in Toronto, all you see is the CN Tower and this concrete jungle, the big buildings, the skyscrapers. So people walk like this. Why? They feel they did something, the arrogance. And another quality about the people of Toronto, they don't smile, right? Because it's all about money, 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 and I wouldn't live in Toronto. I'm not sure about you, but I wouldn't live in Toronto. Vancouver, yes, I have no problem living there, right? So there in Vancouver, in these places, if you go to Niagara Falls, you see the falls. You see the manifestations of the creation of Allah. You go to Toronto, you see like concrete jungle, right? The other thing is about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the last thing I want to say. I'll say it tomorrow, inshallah. I don't want to bore you. But again, when you know more about the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will love Him more and you will humble yourself before Him. And this is the purpose of my talks, inshallah. We'll see you tomorrow. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and your families and give you beneficial knowledge. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the best. Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum.